This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Alex Audrey, let's say hello to Will.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Willie needs our help.
Shut up, bro. Oh,
it's one of those mornings, y'all. I'm delirious. All right, here we go. Will, we're trying to figure out what happened, why you got ghosted, but why don't you tell us the story first?
Hey, how's it going? Is it normal to get ghosted after a really hot date that ended with a makeout?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard everything, so doesn't make any damn sense, that's for sure, but yeah, it's happened.
It's never happened to me before. I mean, I could see getting ghosted if we hadn't had that moment at the end of the date, but to have it and then get ghosted, it's just like it's not adding up to me. You know? Right.
How'd you guys meet?
I met her on Tinder. Yes, people are still on Tinder.
Okay.
And it felt like all green flags during, you know, both the conversation and the date. I'm not on it just for hookup, you know, to be clear. And I state that in my bio too. Mm-hmm. She and I, you know, talked about it and, you know, and we confirmed that. Like, we were aligned in that regard. Like, not there, just there to hook up. And our dynamic was great. You know, I felt comfortable around her, and she seemed to, she was reciprocating everything I said and did, and it was really nice. And that's why I felt comfortable at the end of the date, you know, to make my move. She seemed down for it. She was smiling and blushing, and, you know, she just seemed happy. Like, everything seemed like it was going great. You know, I was pretty psyched. But, but you know, here I am. So clearly it was not.
Right, right. Audrey, you tend to date with a purpose, so that's why you're on the important apps like Bumble and Hinge. Were you ever on Tinder at all?
I've had an account on there. I think I still have a profile on there, but I never really check it. And I feel like Tinder, honestly, though, has come back around.
Has it really?
Yeah, where a lot of people are more serious now. I think it is still definitely predominantly for hookups.
Could you imagine you log back on Tinder and you have like 13,000 messages?
Yeah, Mr. Wright's been sitting there, been waiting for you.
Been sitting there the whole time. We called Leslie, and thank you, Leslie. I just want to say first and foremost, we recognize that it is awkward to spill your business on the radio, so we're really grateful that you agreed to do so, especially after obviously not wanting to talk to Will anymore. So he told us his side of the story. Will you do the same? Will you tell us what is going on in your head?
I mean, yeah, this is awkward to talk about because it's kind of embarrassing for both of us. So I'm not sure if I want to say, but basically I just don't think there's chemistry there.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I understand you might want to save his feelings, but the reason that we're calling you is because Will really wants to know what happened. So he's open to everything. Will, fair to say that no matter what she has to say, you just want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'd like to, yeah.
Okay. So to be honest, the decision maker was the kiss. I don't need fireworks. Like, I'm not expecting the greatest kiss of my life, right? But when it's the worst, it's a different story. And it's not that Will is a bad kisser. It's just that we have different kissing styles. Like, he uses a lot of tongue. It's very wet. He does the whole lip biting thing. You know, for me, I don't know, when I got home, I tasted a little blood in my mouth, and it just looked like he nicked part of my lip. So,
well, I mean,
listen, I'm sure a lot of women love that. I'm just too old at this point in my life to try to teach someone how to kiss me or try to change how I do it to fit better.
What about the date, though? I mean, was the date good?
Yeah, can you look past the kiss?
No. Yeah, I mean, not that I just, like, honestly, if I think back on the date, I don't think the chemistry was really there to begin with. Like, he's pretty physical. I'm not physical, but I don't touch a lot on the first date. He's the opposite. It may seem petty, but it's not. At this point in my life, like, I just don't want to work so hard to make a relationship compatible. Do you know what I mean?
100%. I could tell you this based on firsthand experience.
What's that?
I met my ex and told everybody, I was like, this is a woman I'm going to marry. She was the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, the clouds parted. There was a chorus of angels.
Hallelujah.
I met her. And we ended up dating. She agreed to go out on a date with me only because her best friend wanted to go out with my friend.
Ah.
So, like, hey, listen, you go out with Brad so I can go out with Billy. Mm-hmm. She agreed to. And then, of course, I won her over with my charm. And,
totally.
But whatever. But we were not compatible. Mm-hmm. Kissing.
Oh.
We just did not have that. And I knew right away, I was like, oh, man, this is not good. But I tried to overlook all of that because she was cool. Yeah. We ended up really clicking on other areas. But I think it was the ultimate demise of our relationship because of the lack of chemistry. It starts with kissing, but it trickles down to everything else when it comes to a physical romantic relationship. And I get it. Will, I know it's not what you want to hear. She's not saying you're a bad kisser. She's saying you two are not compatible. So anything you want to say about that?
I mean, I think I was done with the conversation after she brought up kissing. To be honest with you, I mean, this is really something that that I'd like to talk about further. Like, I get it, but I'm not a bad kisser.
She didn't say you were. She just said you're not compatible with her.
I would have dialed it back if she told me to.
I've kissed a few boys in my life. I will say.
All right.
And why do they always want to shove their tongue down your throat?
What you mean, as opposed to what? Just like.
What are you talking about? That is normal to shove your tongue down someone's throat the first time you're kissing them?
I don't understand. You mean like aggressively?
Like too much tongue.
Oh, too much tongue. But kissing includes tongue. So
sometimes.
Dude. So what do you mean sometimes?
Oh my God. Alex, can you explain what I'm saying?
I can honestly, Brad Booker is tongue kissing
machine.
Oh,
I bet. That's what I'm getting from this conversation.
No,
oh,
I'm not a shove it down.
Oh, you are.
I'm a soft
you
and
are.
Safe.
Oh, you are.
Come over here, Audrey. Oh. Come over here and talk to me and show me how it's done.
Oh.
Liz, I think a little subtle tongue is good, but you're saying that there's too much. Like he's darting into your mouth
some
like a
of
NASCAR
these guys,
race.
Yes. Yeah. Are doing a lot with that tongue, and it's very wet, and there's slobber. Oh,
yeah,
it's grossing me out.
Okay, got it. Will, we didn't mean to come for
you. I know, bro.
That wasn't about Will. I don't think I've met him before.
Is he still even on the phone?
Did you hear Audrey? I don't think I've met him before.